The Hinton School District is shifting classes for grades 7 through 12 to hybrid learning starting Monday because of cases of COVID-19 within the district. The hybrid model will be used for a minimum of 2 weeks. Pre-kindergarten through sixth grade students will remain on site. Parents were emailed the plan on the Monday through Wednesday and Tuesday through Thursday schedule. Any non-quarantine student may come in on Fridays for extra assistance by emailing their teacher and setting up a time to meet. All students have access to the internet from school parking lots. The school district canceled Friday night's football game with the West Sioux because of a lack of available players. A Lamar's man who stole government funds using a COVID-19 unemployment scheme pled guilty Friday in federal court in Sioux City. Dennis George Chin, age 54, from Lamar's, was convicted of theft of government funds. In a plea agreement, Chin admitted to falsely reporting his income, stating it was $150 per week so that he could get the additional $600 weekly payment and fraudulently obtaining unemployment benefits related to the COVID-19 relief funds to which he was not entitled. In total, Chin obtained over $13,000 in COVID-19 Pandemic CARES Act Iowa unemployment funds. Sentencing before United States District Court Judge Leonard Strand will be set after a pre-sentence report has been prepared. Chin remains free on bond pending sentencing. He faces a possible maximum sentence of 10 years imprisonment and a $250,000 fine and 3 years of supervised release following any imprisonment. A case is being prosecuted by Assistant United States Attorney Ron Timmons and was investigated by the United States Department of Labor and the Office of Inspector General and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce awarded its latest Boss of the Quarter honors Friday morning. Dave Hill of Total Motors was nominated by the employees of Total Motors. In that nomination, it reads that Dave Hill has helped shape what Total Motors is today, not only through organizational development, but through actual physical development as well. During the new facility building project, you could find Dave working tirelessly morning and night on making Total Motors what it is today. During these hours, you could also find him doing a variety of things from operating equipment, shoveling rocks, sweeping floors, placing ceiling tiles, inspecting work, all while transitioning to run dealership operations during the working day. His leadership example has never been to sit behind a desk and tell you what needs to be done. Instead, his display of leadership has always been to lead by example, which he has continued to do so since his time with Total Motors. His years of experience and skills have been essential and has helped shape our culture, which has created a pleasant and welcoming experience for our employees and customers. Dave Hill displays selflessness outside of work with the Knights of Columbus, his local church, and countless fundraisers and volunteer projects. It is nothing abnormal to see Dave helping someone out by organizing a fundraiser meal and cooking for 200-plus people. At times, his expectations may seem high, but that's only because he is pushing us to become better versions of who we are able to become. Dave is a big reason why Total Motors has been able to grow and become who we are today. Our congratulations go out to Dave Hill for being named the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce Boss of the Quarter. Administrators from the four Sioux County health systems met with leaders of each of the county schools and colleges via Zoom call today to discuss the current status of the coronavirus outbreak in the region. Sioux County is currently experiencing a COVID-19 positivity rate of 30%, higher than any other county in Iowa. Positivity is the percent of people who test positive among those tested for COVID-19. The meeting was called to provide educators information regarding the status of hospitalizations in the county and the region and to urge the schools to adopt or continue to maintain measures to help slow down the spread of the coronavirus. Each of the four Sioux County hospitals, Haywarden Regional Healthcare, Hague Healthcare of Rock Valley, Sioux Center Health, and Orange City Area Health Systems, are currently caring for COVID-positive inpatients. Some of those more acute patients who would typically be transferred to larger hospitals in either Sioux City or Sioux Falls are being cared for locally due to a full capacity in those hospitals. In addition, each of the county health systems is experiencing some level of staffing challenges because of employees needing to be quarantined. While the county health system administrators express confidence that the majority of COVID patients can receive the care that they need in their local hospitals, they are asking the county schools and colleges to help slow the spread of the virus during this outbreak. The specific ask include, one, mandate facial coverings or masks at every possible level to help reduce the viral load and the spread of coronavirus. The second ask request is to maintain recommended physical distancing protocols in all indoor facilities. And the third is to continue to promote hand hygiene and measures to sanitize and clean surfaces. Education leaders are also asked to adhere to public health guidelines and to set a good example in their communities. Hospital administrators affirm that close contact during indoor activities presents the highest risk for the spread of the virus. While that has always been the case, and public health officials' guidelines have for some time included the use of face masks and social distancing, the current capacity situation in county and regional hospitals calls for more urgent response. State epidemiologists have looked at the positivity rate of COVID-19 cases in Sioux County and have not identified a specific source for the outbreak. To help slow down the community spread, healthcare leaders are not only urging schools to enact measures including masks and physical distancing, but all churches, businesses, residents, and visitors to the county to observe them as well, with the ultimate goal to protect those most vulnerable to becoming ill and requiring hospitalization.